I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today's story, an essay written by Joe Scott, that's J-O Scott, of Operation Save America, entitled Rachel Maddow's Rhetoric is Over the Top and Her Lies Are Below the Belt. She begins, Rachel Maddow, a self-proclaimed lesbian, hosts a nightly news, and I use the word news loosely, magazine program on MSNBC called The Rachel Maddow Show. Not surprisingly, her program has become a bully pulpit for her misguided pro-abortion ideology. Maddow's program featured DeVerne Gaines, the legal coordinator for the Feminist Majority Foundation. Gaines lied about both Pastor Mark Hollick of Spirit One Christian Center and Pastor Flip Benham, director of Operation Save America, during the interview. Although she did not name either man or Operation Save America on the program, Ms. Gaines had this to say when Maddow asked her to describe the levels of intimidation that abortion providers are getting. Quote, we see everything from calling for large events that call for out-of-state anti-abortion extremists, where mobs are outside of these facilities, where they interfere with clinic entrances, exits, blocking traffic, end quote. Now Joe continues, once a year, Operation Save America organizes a national event in one city and pro-lifers from all over the country meet in that city to proclaim the gospel and cry out for the lives of unborn children at the abortion mills in that city and surrounding cities. Joe, so you admit that the first sentence of Gaines' quote was correct. Your organization did, in fact, recruit anti-abortion extremists from out of state to besiege a chosen city. Hey Joe, while we're on the topic, why don't you tell the audience why Operation Rescue changed its name to Operation Save America? I guess it must be kind of hard to pass yourselves off as loving, caring Christians when you have a long, bloody, violent history of terrorism and murder, huh? Did you guys really believe that everyone would just forget about all the bombings and murders that your organization committed just because you changed your name? Joe wrote, it is a time of hard work, good preaching, and needed fellowship. Operation Save America held its national event in North Carolina in July of 2010. Ms. Gaines covered that event for the Feminist Majority Foundation. She is seen here talking to Mark Hollick, one of the men on Maddow's hit list, outside of the Hebron abortion mill. Ms. Gaines seems to be pleasantly involved in conversation with Pastor Mark, a far cry from the picture she painted on the Maddow show. Notice the extremist mob that is not surrounding them and not blocking traffic or the driveway of the abortion clinic. Joe, if Gaines was engaging in a polite conversation with Mark, and extremist mobs were not surrounding them, then that could not have been the times she was referring to, could it? She wrote, without naming either of the men, Maddow again targeted Flip Benham and Pastor Hollick on her program. Both men unashamedly proclaim the name of Christ in the public square, and both are on the front lines of the battle for the lives of the unborn. Joe, if they tried to proclaim the name of Christ in the public square in a Muslim nation, they would probably find themselves running around looking for their heads. It's kind of funny how Jesus' protection doesn't extend into Muslim territory, huh, Joe? Why do you think that is? Joe continues, Maddow reports that in North Carolina, wanted posters for abortionists were distributed. But she neglects to tell her viewers that the posters said, wanted by Jesus. The poster's purpose was to encourage Christians to introduce the abortion doctors of North Carolina to the gospel of Jesus. These facts were left out of Ms. Maddow's commentary. Joe, And here's a fact that you just left out of your commentary. Murder victim Dr. George Tiller had already been introduced to Jesus. In fact, Tiller was murdered in the lobby of his own church, where he was a deacon, by one of your Christian terrorists. Joe wrote, Mark Hollick, pastor of Spirit One Christian Ministry, is also slandered in the airing of the Maddow show. He is accused of harassment, intimidation, and the implicit use of force. Maddow bemoans the fact that Pastor Hollick calls late-term abortionist Myla Means a horrific murderer. Joe, accusing a doctor who is providing legal medical services to women of being a murderer is slander. So you are still batting 1,000. You haven't gotten one right yet. Joe wrote, One might ask, Ms. Maddow, when an abortionist rips the arms and legs off an innocent unborn child, what is it if not a horrific murder? Joe, one might also ask, when an Operation Save America terrorist blows up a clinic and murders doctors and staff workers, what is that if not a horrific murder? She continues, Rachel Maddow is doing her best to paint the pro-life movement as an extremely violent mob on the verge of killing an abortionist at any moment. Joe, it is unnecessary for Rachel to do that. The pro-life movement has already proven themselves to be a Christian terrorist organization that not only is on the verge of, but has already been involved in, multiple murders and bombings. Joe wrote, On the other hand, the former National Abortion Federation president, Francis Kissling, in a Washington Post op-ed piece, had this to say about late-term abortions. Quote, We can no longer pretend the fetus is invisible. The fetus is more visible than ever before, and the abortion rights movement needs to accept its existence and its value. We need to firmly and clearly reject post-viability abortions, except in extreme cases. End quote. Now Joe adds, Mark is doing his best within the limits of the law to protect unborn children and their mothers from the horrors of the abortionist knife and the devastation of their lives. Joe, nice of you to admit that the only thing holding you violent freaks back is the law. I say that because, as your past proves, that wasn't always the case. She wrote, In one appointment at the abortionist office, not only will a child be mercilessly murdered, but the mother will have unknowingly been put at risk for breast cancer and even death because sound medical information will not be given to her. Joe, your medical knowledge is on a par with Jenny McCarthy, and so is your lack of honesty. Google, abortion causes breast cancer, and you will find a whole list of links that expose your lies. She wrote, Maddow is not naming Flip Benham, Mark Hollick, or Operation Save America because she wants to make sure that her viewers cannot check her facts. Joe, check the facts regarding your last statement about abortions and breast cancer, and you'll discover that facts are your worst enemy. She wrote, This also makes it easier to severely prejudice her audience against all pro-lifers on the street. Joe, we don't need to prejudge pro-lifers. We already have decades of evidence to know exactly what kind of violent religious freaks we are dealing with. You people are nothing more than the American version of ISIS. Joe wrote, She and her cohorts call gentle Christian moms and dads with their children extremist anti-abortion mobs when nothing could be further from the truth. Joe, if that were true, there wouldn't be such a need throughout the country for escorts to get the women safely into the clinics. Joe continues, The only things this group is blocking are the fiery darts of the devil. Praise his holy name! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Joe, you are a total loon. It's not hard to see why violence comes so easily to you people. I used to have a hard time understanding how Jesus-loving Christians could dance around the stake of some poor innocent woman while she burned to death in horrible agony only a few centuries ago. But as I read your comment about the fiery darts of the devil, it became easier to understand. 200 years ago, the woman dancing around that stake would have been you, Joe. She continues, Frances Kissling stated, quote, today, all sorts of well-educated and progressive people are comfortable calling themselves pro-life. In the public eye, the term seems to encompass a broader and more moderate vision, not focused solely on what it opposes. That vision has suffered the occasional blow. Most recently, a man on the anti-abortion fringe was convicted of murder at a Kansas church of George Tiller, a doctor who performed abortions. But the Scott Roeders of the world are not adding to the movement's base. The Super Bowl approach is doing that. End quote. Frances Kissling is referring to the Tim Tebow ad played during the Super Bowl. She is honest in her evaluation of the pro-life movement's growth and savvy without using pro-death extremist propaganda. In light of Ms. Kissling's statements, Rachel Maddow proves herself to be an extremist nutcase with a bully pulpit. When asked about Maddow's over-the-top rhetoric combined with her out-and-out lies, Flip Benham had this to say, quote, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has become the lead mainstream media voice in the attempt to vilify and silence gentle Christian speech at abortion mills across the country. Joe, you can find links like this one all over the internet, proving that you and Benham are full of shit. And in the Word document associated with this podcast, I provided her a link to a story about protesters at an abortion clinic. Joe, if they were really exercising gentle Christian speech, the clinics wouldn't need an army of escorts. Now Joe continues. To Maddow's huge audience of 12 to 15 people, she is using her media leverage. Joe, you just wrote MSNBC's Rachel Maddow has become the lead mainstream media voice. Now you try to sneak in an insult to her huge audience of 12 to 15 people, end quote. See the contradiction, Joe? Like so many Christian terrorists, you are so filled with hate for those with whom you disagree that you can't even string together two sentences without contradicting yourself. She wrote, to remove gentle Christian moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, from giving mothers a real choice at these places of death. Joe, give us the evidence that Maddow is trying to have these psychos removed. All she is asking for is that they be prevented from interfering with the clinic's legal operations. Now Joe writes, Maddow insanely, Joe, there is no one that the word insanely fits better than violent religious nutbags like yourself. And that is true no matter where on the planet you go. She continues, Maddow insanely, continuously, and publicly disparages them all as wild-eyed lunatics bent on blowing up abortion mills and shooting abortionists. Joe, please provide the quote where Maddow said that all of them are like that. You can't provide the quote because you just lied. She wrote, yes, she is using the evidence of a few to silence the voice of many. No, Joe. No one, including Maddow, is asking that the kooks be silenced. In fact, the very people you are disparaging will defend your right to do so. The argument is not over freedom of speech, as you are dishonestly trying to claim. It is over the tactics that Christian terrorists are using to fight back against the laws of America, laws which didn't go the way you wanted them to. Joe wrote, what a broad brush she uses, and with no tinge of conscience. She is a lady on a mission. Her hatred for those who would bring the gospel of Christ to an abortion mill is impossible to conceal. Joe, there is no need to bring the gospel to medical clinics. That's what churches are for. You are not there to bring the gospel. That is simply the excuse you use in an attempt to force your beliefs on law-abiding Americans. She wrote, What makes Rachel so mad now? I guess she thought that was a cute play on words. And now Joe quotes scripture. All who hate me love death. Proverbs 8:36. Rachel hates God and therefore hates anyone that would dare to speak for him. Joe, Rachel is an atheist. She doesn't believe in your imaginary friend. So it is not possible to hate something one does not believe exists. What she hates are you violent religious freaks. She continues, Rachel is pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-euthanasia, pro-Planned Parenthood, and pro any religion but Christianity. All of the above lead to death. Joe, what part of atheist are you having a hard time understanding? Maddow is not pro other religions. Atheists have no need for religious delusions. We don't share your belief in your little imaginary fairy world of demons, angels, unicorns, and gods. Joe wrote, The Maddow Show is sending a portion of its news team to follow Pastor Hollick as he endeavors to save innocent lives and preach the gospel. Pray for him to be wise and that his voice will be heard. Hey Joe, you and Hollick believe that life begins at conception, right? So you believe that there is a little human person in there right from the start, correct? Next time you see Hollick, why don't you ask him why your God murders 50 million of those little innocent children every single year through miscarriage? What is really scary about you freaks is that you don't just believe in this God. You people actually worship this invisible evil monster. How fucking sick is that? She continues, As for extremist out-of-state mobs meeting to intimidate block mill entrances, exits, and traffic this summer, it's not happening, just like it didn't happen last summer. Joe, it doesn't make much sense to lie about something that can be easily debunked by anyone who has access to the internet and Google. But then, if you people had any sense, you wouldn't be violent religious freaks. And she concludes by writing, What will happen this summer is that praying saints from all over the country will gather up their families and head out to the designated city, and there they will prayerfully minister God's word to everyone that they meet in that city. Joe, there isn't a person in America who doesn't know who Jesus Christ is. This isn't about him. It is about the same thing it has always been about. Christian religious domination. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story. Cause of galactic death is strangulation. There are two types of galaxies in the universe. Roughly half are alive galaxies which produce stars, and the other half are dead ones which don't. Alive galaxies such as our own Milky Way are rich in the cold gas, mostly hydrogen, needed to produce new stars, while dead galaxies have very low supplies. What had been unknown is what's responsible for killing the dead ones. Astronomers have come up with two main hypotheses for galactic death. Either the cold gas needed to produce new stars is suddenly sucked out of the galaxies by some unknown force, or the supply of incoming cold gas is somehow stopped, slowly strangling the galaxy to death over a prolonged period of time. In order to get to the bottom of this mystery, researchers analyzed metal levels in more than 26,000 average-sized galaxies located in our corner of the universe. Metals are a powerful tracer of the history of star formation. The more stars that are formed by a galaxy, the more metal content you'll see. So looking at levels of metals in dead galaxies should be able to tell us how they died. If galaxies are killed by outflows suddenly pulling the cold gas out of the galaxies, then the metal content of a dead galaxy should be the same as just before it died, since star formation would abruptly stop. In the case of death by strangulation, however, the metal content of the galaxy would keep rising and eventually stop, since star formation would continue until the existing coal gas gets completely used up. By statistically investigating the difference of metal content of live and dead galaxies, researchers were able to determine the cause of death for most galaxies of average size. They found that the metal content of a dead galaxy is significantly higher than a star-forming galaxy of similar mass. This isn't what we'd expect to see in the case of sudden gas removal, but it is consistent with the strangulation scenario. Researchers were then able to independently test the results by looking at the stellar age difference between star-forming and dead galaxies, independent of metal levels, and found an average age difference of 4 billion years. This is in agreement with the time it would take for a star-forming galaxy to be strangled to death, as inferred from the metallicity analysis. What's next is figuring out what's causing it. And now we move to the final segment of the show, Famous Quotes. Today, Mark Twain. I will give no biography as he has been previously quoted. Here is the quote from Mark Twain. Religion was invented when the first con man met the first fool.
Are you ready, Goose?